Good morning to you, good morning to Lazaro, who supports us from the studio, and good morning to all our audience tuned in. Another favorable day, no fatalities, no cases in serious or critical condition, and we can't deny this is a source of satisfaction for every Cuban who have made an effort for this achievement, for the achievement of this result. Today we have 119 patients admitted to our hospitals, 6 in surveillance, 69 are suspects, 44 are confirmed. These are the number of active cases we have today in our primary healthcare system. Our professionals and specialists follow 144 people. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories studied 2,309 samples. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 691. In Havana's Provincial Center, 563. In Villa Clara's, 288. In Santiago's, 282. In the Brother Amejeras Hospital, 288. In the Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology Center, 156. And in the Laboratory of the Civil Defense, 41 samples. As a result of the analysis of these 2,309 samples, 5 people tested positive for COVID-19 in our country. Thus, Cuba accumulates 175,372 samples studied, and 2,353 people who have tested positive after the analysis of these samples. We always mention in response to some comments that we have received from the people who follow us that all provinces processed samples yesterday. Pinar del Río processed 62, Villa Clara 80, Cienfuegos 50, Sánchez Spiritus 47, Las Tunas 65, Granma 83, Santiago de Cuba 99, and so forth. And I mention this number because I want to stress that this is a work that we want to increase, because we want more and more people to be studied in our country so that we can detect more cases. The 5 cases confirmed yesterday all are Cuban, 4 are confirmed case contacts. That is the source of infection, and they already accumulate 2,042 people who have tested positive in our country. 88.3% of all cases have this source of infection, being a confirmed case contact. In one of the cases diagnosed yesterday, the source of infection could not be determined, so 106 people, 4.6% in all the pandemic, their source of infection has not been established, despite the efforts that are done to trace their contacts, since this is something of utmost importance for the control of the disease. 106 cases. With source of infection abroad, we have 163 patients. That's 7.1%. 3 cases are male, for a cumulative of 1,185 male cases in the pandemic, 50.3%, and 2 were female, for a cumulative of 1,168, 49.6%. In fact, the behavior by sex in our country has made practically no difference. One of the cases yesterday was asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis, for a cumulative of 1,273 people confirmed in Cuba who, at the moment of the test, showed no symptoms of this disease, for 54.1%. As we have been explaining, this trend changes when we take a look at the behavior of the last 15 days. Of the 70 diagnosed cases in the last 15 days, 80%. Notice the difference between the 54.1 in the entire pandemic and the 80% of the last 2 weeks did not have symptoms at the moment of the test. This is probably one of the main features of this disease, which actually makes it more difficult to control. Of the 5 cases diagnosed yesterday, there are 2 under 20 years of age and 3 from the 40 to 60 years of age. The 2 cases under 20 years, one is a 16-year-old male from Havana, a confirmed case contact, and the other is an 8-year-old female, also from Havana. In her case, the source of infection has not been determined. This girl was admitted with symptoms. She was studied and she tested positive. But she has no antecedents in terms of confirmed case contacts. To date, 263 children have tested positive on the island for COVID-19. 251 of them have been discharged, that is 95.4%, have recovered, all have had a favorable clinical evolution. The 5 cases diagnosed, as we had noted earlier, belong to Havana. They are distributed in 3 municipalities. And how Havana lowers its incidence is its positive rate of confirmed cases per 100,000 inhabitants to 3 per 100,000 inhabitants. Nonetheless, Havana remains with the highest rate. Mayabeque follows with a 1.56 rate, which is similar to the one it had yesterday, with the 6 cases that were confirmed in the last 15 days in this province. The remaining 13 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality continue without confirming cases for COVID-19 in the last 15 days. This behavior is what has prompted authorities to make several decisions that were informed yesterday. Today, of the 2,353 patients diagnosed with the disease, 44 remain admitted. That's 1.8%. And as we said earlier, 100% of them have a stable clinical condition. We have no patients in serious or critical condition. The lady that was listed yesterday in serious condition admitted at the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto Hospital, she showed some improvements and is now listed as in guarded condition. And as we always say, we always regret the death of 86 people who have died due to the disease during the pandemic in our country. This number of deaths gives Cuba a lethality rate of 3.65%. And with this rate, and with the region of the Americas reporting 4.74%, Cuba now takes the place number 20, 20th place in the region of the Americas from the lethality point of view. So we, from the 19th place, we went to the 20th place. So at this moment, there are 19 countries in the region which have a lethality rate higher than the islands. And with this indicator, Cuba now stands at the 100th place in the world's list of countries confirming cases of COVID-19. We always mention the 2 cases that were evacuated at the beginning of the pandemic. And yesterday, 3 patients were discharged from our hospitals, 2 from Havana and 1 from Holguín. We always describe as a favorable indicator when there are more discharges than confirmed cases. But yesterday, we highlighted that discharges will be decreasing because the number of patients admitted in the last 10 days. We have to remember that we are discharging the patients if they are evolving favorably and have a negative PCR after 10 days of admission. And the number of hospitalized patients have decreased. So we're going to witness a decrease of the number of discharges. What we have to do is to try to have fewer confirmed cases. With the three discharges, yesterday 2,221 patients diagnosed in Cuba with COVID, that is 94.4% of all confirmed cases, have clinically or epidemiologically recovered in our country, and they are back to their daily activities or quarantined at home with certain restrictions of movement and being followed up by our primary healthcare system personnel. At the end of this home quarantine, the PCR is repeated to verify again that they are negative to receive the epidemiological discharge. In the world, no changes reported as of 12 o'clock last night. The same 185 countries continued reporting COVID-19 cases. Yesterday, 173,352 new people were confirmed with COVID-19 for a cumulative of 10,446,353 confirmed cases, practically 10 million and a half. And if the current pace remains, the 11 million mark is approaching, and a million is being reached at times in less than a week, regrettably. Yesterday, 5,742 people died in the world for a lethality of 4.89, accumulating 512,037 fatalities, a very alarming number. The region of Americas, as we have stressed before, remains as the epicenter of the pandemic in the world. Yesterday, it confirmed over 100,000 cases in a single day, 100,994 cases, and it already accumulates 5,327,000 confirmed cases, accounting for 50.99% of all the cases reported in the world. Yesterday, 3,813 people died in our region for a cumulative of 252,485 deaths, for a lethality of 4.74, as we said earlier. We would like to dedicate a few minutes to the information which I do not deny that our population was waiting for in with regard to moving on Havana province to phase one. Yesterday, as you may have been aware, that information was reported after more than a week in which the province of Havana had been complying with the indicators that have been established. There are five indicators that have been explained here and in other scenarios that establish the steps to assess the transition from one phase to another and at the time from one stage to the other. Havana had been complying with these indicators for more than that were established by the Ministry of Public Health for over a week. And yesterday, as was reported, the temporary group working group for the prevention and control of the new coronavirus, which meets daily under the leadership of our president and the prime ministers and the first deputy prime ministers, approved that the capital's entry into the first phase and into the first phase of the recovery stage. These measures will be effective as of tomorrow and yesterday, except the province of Matanzas. And all the provinces except Matanzas will also go to the second phase, phase of the recovery stage. These measures will be effective as of tomorrow. And yesterday, Comrade Luis Torres Iribar, the party secretary in Havana, the president of the temporary group, called on all people in the capital to observe and comply with the measures. I wanted to give a little example of the behavior with the first graph, which is the one with the red bars, the behavior of the incidence of cases in Cuba, which is what has led to this decision. And there you have it, which is like from the 11th week. You may recall that on March 11 was when the first four cases were diagnosed in that week. Since that week, we have had the behavior that is shown here. With weeks such as the 16th week, in which we had 366 confirmed cases, then it went down. Then we had a peak in week number 23, with 146 confirmed cases. These peaks were due to events that our population has been aware of, that our population knows about, events that have occurred many times due to the non-compliance with the measures that are established. And all this lead to this situation to happen to us. However, a reduction has been achieved, and the least number of cases we have had after the 11th week, when we had the four events, the new outbreak was in the week 28th, when we had 20 cases. In this week, we are going through a similar evolution, maybe a little bit more of cases, but not much more. And this is the behavior of the number of confirmed cases in the country, what has made it possible for authorities to take all these measures.